This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how survivors of narcissistic abuse just stay with a narcissist because you want to win. You want to win. You're competing against someone else. The narcissistic person makes you feel like you're competing against someone else, and you just want to win. You want to beat the other person. If anything, like, you're not even gaining anything. Sometimes the win that you're looking for, the W-I-N that you're looking for, is nothing but this person's presence. There's so many people, y'all, because if you don't know, I do a lot of Zoom calls. I do Zooms. I do one-on-ones and things like that. I, you know, the link is in my bio and the description of every video and YouTube and every podcast I do. And I've been doing it for, you know, about over a year now. One of the common themes that I have come across is people staying with narcissists or in toxic relationships after they've been cheated on, after they've been left for someone else. They keep trying to get the narcissist back. I know the trauma bond is one reason, y'all, but this is a different reason, right? People want to win. Like, you don't want to see somebody else with the work, somebody else benefit from the work you've put in. So many people could do, because here you go. This is what a lot of people do. Ooh, I felt a rant coming on. Oh, goodness. Here we go. So many people take in these broken, bum-ass people and try to build them up into something that they wouldn't be without them. And then you take this broken-ass person. Oh, nobody's going to want them. They would be perfect if I could fix them. So you take this broken, bum-ass person in a lot of cases, bum-ass men and women, and not bum-ass non-binary people, too. You know, you take these bum-ass people that nobody else wants, and you try to work on them and mold them into something that you want, something that you would be proud of and things like that. But guess what? When you mold, when you pour into this person, when you helping this person build a business, when you helping this person get back into school, when you helping rebuild this bum ass person into something that society can be proud of, guess what happens now? More people want them. And then they know more people want them. Like, I used to make $5. Oh, fine. You used to make $5 an hour? No, I used to make $5 whenever, like, every other day or so. Now I'm making $500 a day thanks to this person. So now I'm going to move. Now I feel like I deserve more in life than this person who helped create, who helped build me. Now and out of spite, some narcissists will leave you out of spite because they don't want you to take credit for who they are and what they are in life. So some narcissistic people will absolutely leave you just because they don't want you taking credit for where they are in life. No matter how much you help them, I paid for their school. I helped them go to school. I helped build them up. I helped get them that job. I helped start their career. I helped start their business. And then they leave you for somebody else and give you absolutely no credit for starting their business. Because a lot of y'all put the shit in their names. So when they do leave you, you have no hold on it. Y'all don't even be married to the people. So you help them build a business that's completely in their name. And then they leave you with somebody else and you have no ownership in the business. And then they leave you high and dry and looking stupid. And here y'all go fighting for that person back because you don't want anybody to reap the benefits of the work that you put in, correct? The hours and the cheating, the manipulation you've been putting up through with a lot of bullshit, and for them to up and just leave you, right? So now, even though they have a new supply or they've moved on, here you go, competing, trying to get them back into your life. And I know the trauma bond has a lot to do with it, but this is like a layer of the trauma bond. You want to win. You don't even love the person anymore. I truly believe you don't even love the narcissist anymore once they leave you and treat you terribly. I just think you're addicted to the person and you want to win. You don't want to see the other person beat you. I built this person up and I don't want to see them anybody else reap the rewards, man. So I'm going to get them back just to be treated. You, what do you do when you win? What are they getting if they win? You know, they're getting an ungrateful, manipulative, narcissistic bastard. So if you beat them, if you win and you get this person back, guess what you're getting? The same exact thing. You just want to take a loss. But I always say it's not a loss if you learn from it. Y'all don't be learning from your losses. You don't be learning from the losses or your heartbreaks. Sometimes you just compound the heartbreak. You put a fucking Band-Aid on it and then you hop back into the relationship or a worse relationship with somebody else. You know what I mean? Or you hop back into the same relationship over and over again. We were on and off for X amount of years. I hear that phrase a lot too. We were on and off. We were on and off, on and off, on and off, back and forth. We probably broke up about 45 times in the 3 year span that we were together. What the hell are y'all doing breaking up 45 times? It's not just over a day or so, but maybe some months in between. It sounds like y'all were broken up more than y'all were together. But guess what? You don't. I'm telling you. I really, truly don't believe that y'all love these people anymore that break your hearts. I just don't. I have a hard time believing. I know people going, all right, let me stop you right there, y'all. I know y'all, I already know what you're going to say. Well, Lee, you don't know what love is. You're a narcissist. So you don't understand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why we make ourselves look so fucking stupid out here going to chase these people that have broken our hearts. I don't want to understand it. People just, y'all be bragging on being so empathetic, but this empathy is weaponized against you. Don't do that, y'all. They don't deserve, I know it makes it sound victim blaming, but this is not me trying to victim blame anybody. This is me trying to empower people to take your power and strength back and not let these people make you look stupid. They don't deserve to have this hold over you, have this hold over your heart. Have you not eating? Have you not sleeping? Have you not going to work? Have you not fully paying attention to your kids? Have you not fully paying attention to your own self and your own mental, physical, and financial health, emotional health? They don't deserve to have that power over you. Why? Why? Why did this person have this power over you? If this person, did God put this person into your life to be the Pharaoh over your life? Did God put the person into your life to be your Pharaoh, to lead you out of somewhere? Or were you leading this person? Truly. Because I really, truly, when I talk to most of the people I talk to, you don't even sound like you love the person anymore. You just want to win. What does victory look like to you? What does victory? I just want to get them back. How do I make it work with this toxic ass person that's cheated on me 40 times? I don't want to tell people how to make it work with a toxic. It doesn't, because it doesn't. There's no magic pill to make a narcissist change into a normal, highly empathetic person that you can have conversations with, that you can communicate with. I said this in a previous video. Communicating with a narcissist is just like, trying to communicate with a narcissist is like both of y'all are speaking two different languages. That person is speaking Mandarin and you're over here speaking you're over here speaking Spanish. So two people speaking Mandarin and Spanish are not going to be communicating. Y'all speaking completely different languages. They are. They pretended they did. But at the beginning of the relationship, guess what? They pretended they could speak Spanish good, didn't they? They were saying all the words you needed them to say in Spanish. But it turns out they were speaking. They were just that. They were fluent in Mandarin and narcissism. Now, I'll tell you, I don't think y'all love them. I really just truly don't believe y'all love them anymore. After they put you through the heartbreak and the terror and the crying and the not eating and the pain and the embarrassment and the suffering and the sacrifice, they put you through all that to turn their backs on you and you still love them. I just think you want to win. Most of y'all want to win. Some of y'all will love them. I'll say that. Some of y'all still love these people. But y'all might have a lot of codependency issues going on because you keep forgiving people over and over again. They probably left me 4 times for somebody else and then y'all take them back. And they left me 5, they left me 4, they left me 4. And they be surprised when they leave you for a 5th time. I just thought they had changed for real this time. What changes have they made that make you think they're a different person? Because no matter how much you build them up, they're still that inside. Outside, they might be nice and shiny and clean. But inside, they're still that bum-ass person that you met, that you helped build up. Sometimes they just have possessions or new business that you helped them build behind them, in front of them. But deep down, they still the insecure, bubble-headed, bum-ass person that you met and you helped create. No, I said stop building these people up for other people, because that's what a lot of people end up doing. You end up building up these narcissists and toxic people for other people. People, I say, I'm just telling you, let's be a power couple. It's not a power couple if one of y'all is charging the other one. It's not a power couple. It's like you're pouring into them. You're the charger. They're like a broke. You are a supercharger, and they're a old school iPhone 3. You are iPhone 13 or whatever, and you got a supercharger. They're iPhone 3. Y'all not even compatible. But you force the charger. You force the cord into the charger, and they're like, "Ooh, I'm gonna charge you up so fast." And you charge them up, and you update their software, so they might still look. They're still that iPhone 3. You get them a new case or whatever, so they're still that iPhone 3 on the inside, but they look like an iPhone 13. Now y'all look like a power couple, but y'all not. Everybody wants to be a power couple. Be a power. What about being a power solo? You know, what about doing that? What about being a power solo? I feel like power solos work, end up working better and feed themselves energetically wise, feed themselves spiritually and things like that. Sorry, y'all. I had to give me a sip in there. So, yeah, you just don't let the other person have this victory, y'all. If that's what it takes, let them have the victory, because what are they winning? They think they're getting an iPhone 13 with an OtterBox. What they're really getting is an iPhone 3 with a broken charger port and a cracked ass screen. They just don't know it yet. You know it, but you still want your iPhone 3 back because it's yours, right? You found it. This phone is sentimental to you, right? You know, you still want your iPhone 3 back. Don't let them take your pride out. Don't narcissistic robot resetting. Powering down. Power back up. So anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. It's official though, y'all. June 12th, we're going to be at COVA in Virginia Beach, Virginia. June 12th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Virginia Beach, Virginia. Me, I'm Lee Hammack, and then the Self-Aware Narcissist, Raw Motivations, Ben Taylor. We're both going to be doing a live meetup event at COVA, C-O-V-A, June 12th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to put more information out about it. But thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.